Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I'm your host, Jerome, and you're listening to a week worth of news in just one setting. Yes, this is our weekly news wrap-up. Now, on this program, President Obama announces the lifting of the embargo of weapons to Vietnam, U.S. new home sales race to an eight-year high as prices surge, and the Connecticut Supreme Court holds they're upholding the statewide ban on the death penalty, and most Americans are unwilling to join clinical trials. We have that and more, some this week in court and much more. So I just want to welcome you on to the show. If this is your first time here, welcome to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. You can always check out our show in the archives at soulofsyracuse.com/Esprit Radio. Now, our call-in number tonight is area code 323-693-3038. We're here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, our first story, new U.S. single-family home sales surged to more than an eight-year high in April as prices hit record highs. They're offering further evidence of picking up in economic growth that could allow the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates soon. Now, hey, I know we've been saying this for a while. It's evidence, but tell the truth, we've been in a financial, better financial times for the past 7 years. So technically, this is not another sign we've been doing well. Now, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell more than expected last week, moving back to near cycle lows as the labor market remains healthy and the economy regains momentum after stumbling in the first quarter. Now, claims now have been below the 300,000 threshold associated with a strong job market for the 64th straight week. It's the longest stretch since 1973, and we're still going. Now, nearly half of Americans take Social Security early, despite the long-term financial repercussions. Now, Americans can begin collecting as early as the age of 62, with benefits reduced by up to 30%. Now, that's according to the Social Security Administration, but apparently people are willing to just get out of there early. So, you know, unlike other countries that actually allow their citizens to retire early, not in the U.S. Now, Microsoft and Facebook are building a giant cable across the Atlantic. Now, 4,100 miles long is this subsea network. Now, it will provide faster services. It's dubbed the Maria, the M-A-R-E-A. The cable is initially designed to carry 160 terabytes of data per second, which is around 16 million times the bandwidth of your local or your home internet connection. So there we have it. Microsoft and Facebook are partnering. I think we all should be a little scared of that. Now, President Obama signed a bill taking a radically offensive word such as Negro and Oriental out of federal laws. Now, this was sponsored by Congresswoman Grace Meng, a Chinese-American woman from Queens, New York, and co-sponsored by all 51 members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus. Now, the bill, which is H.R. 4238, will strike such words as Negro, American Indian, Eskimo, Oriental, or Aleut, or a Spanish-speaking individual of, I guess it's a Spanish-speaking individual of Spanish descent, and replace them with Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, African American, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Native American, and Alaskan Native. But hey, it's already done, so they're going to change the names. Now, President Obama also on Monday lifted a half-century ban on selling arms to Vietnam, looking to bolster a government seen as a crucial, though flawed, partnership in the region that he has tried to place at the center of his foreign policy legacy. Now, the president announced the full removal of the embargo at a news conference where he vowed to leave behind the troubled history between the former war enemies and embrace a new era with a young, increasingly prosperous nation. Now, the president said he's going to steer clear of the harsh, the condemnation of what critics see as Vietnam's abysmal treatment of dissidents, describing instead modest progress on rights and, you know, in this one-party state. So I know there's going to be going back and forth, but the president is trying to bring them back into the fold. And at the same time, Vietnam, who has done some crazy stuff during wartime, I'm not going to repeat them all, but he didn't apologize for dropping a bomb. They didn't apologize for the things that they did during wartime. And also, Vietnam's president said that he does not plan on coming to see the Pearl Harbor Museum either, although the president is going there. All right. Now, President Obama also said this week that foreign leaders are rattled by the Republican Donald Trump and have good reasons to feel that way. Now, his plans show either ignorance of the world of world affairs or an interest in getting tweets and headlines, is what the president said. He weighed in on the Democratic race to replace him. The president also downplayed the concerns that the protracted fight between Hillary and Bernie Sanders is hurting the party's chances, brushing off their escalating attacks as inevitable grumpiness of a primary campaign. Now, the president offered his assessment of the presidential campaign on the sidelines of a group of seven advanced economies summit in Japan. It's the latest world gatherings to be, colored by the global concerns about Trump. So they are actually really concerned. But the president, hey, he just said that this guy is crazy, just like we all know. So I just wanted to throw it out there with the president. Now, in high school news, now, a high school senior, Mari Flyer, is a valedictorian of her high school in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She had a high weighted GPA of 4.56 thanks to honors and AP classes, and was offered millions, that's $2.8 million, in scholarships from several schools. That number is 39 schools. And the teen is taking her 24 college credits that she already has to Florida A&M, where she's gotten a full ride. Now, though thousands have offered their congratulations on social media and all over the place, there are a few trolls, I don't want to bring negative, that accused her of lying about that and told her, she said she was surprised by the sexist comments. She's a really pretty girl, but that girl received $8.5 million in scholarships, and she chose an HBCU. So I want to say congratulations to her and her endeavors. We're not going to do bad news on that today. We have already done bad news. Let me go back to the bad news. You know, reservations at a Donald Trump hotels, I guess this is bad news for Trump, has fallen by 59% year on year with his hotels in New York, Las Vegas, and Atlantic City. They're all really struggling. So since he's been running for president, people are not staying at Trump hotels. Now, he doesn't own all those hotels, by the way. They lease his name for their hotels, but they are struggling. It's an interesting note, side note to our political spear with Donald Trump. Now, American sniper Chris Kyle lied about his military history and medal count in his best-selling memoir, even after being warned by one of his former commanders. Navy documents show that Chris Kyle earned a different number of medals than he claimed in that best-selling book and his four tours of duty in Iraq. But they've already made the movie. I don't know what's going to happen to him, but it's interesting. I kind of expected that. A little bit, quite a bit of exaggeration from the way the report reads, but there we go. It's Chris Kyle. Now, Connecticut's Supreme Court ruled today that capital punishment is unconstitutional. They upheld the state's ban imposed 4 years ago. The United States issued a total moratorium on capital punishment between 1967 and 1977, and after its revival through several states have passed the ban on the practice. Now, capital punishment is legal. It's illegal in 19 states and Washington, D.C., but it is legal in 31 other states. So, interesting enough, hey, here we go. Another state has, I guess, tried to push back their ban on capital punishment, but the Supreme Court in Connecticut has upheld it. So, there you go. Now, New York City has decriminalized, okay, I don't know how to say this any other way, decriminalized urinating on the street, drinking alcohol out of the bag, and littering. So peeing in the street, I guess I didn't want to say that, but it's written a couple of times in the story, and other quality of life crimes are to be decriminalized by New York City under a new bill voted in by the city council and supported by Mayor de Blasio. So we'll see how that works out. But, hey, it's been decriminalized. And I think they were just using it as an excuse anyway. Should be getting fines. It should be misdemeanors anyway. But, hey, I guess you can't go to jail for that anymore. Now, nearly 2 years after a federal court struck down Virginia's congressional maps, finding that the state lawmakers engaged in an unconstitutional racial gerrymandering when they packed tons of thousands of African-American voters into an already strongly Democratic district represented by Bobby Scott, a Democrat from Virginia. Now, they thus effectively diluting the impact of the black vote in the state. And in 2012, the year of the last presidential race, the state gerrymandered maps allowed Republicans to capture 8 of the state's 11 congressional seats, despite the fact that the president won the state by 3 points. Now, on Monday, the Supreme Court dismissed an appeal brought by 3 Republican members of Congress who hoped to maintain the old maps, though the court's decision in the Whitman versus Person Habalah, I don't know what that means, expresses no view on the merits of the case. It effectively allowed the lower case order to stand. In January, the lower case drew new maps for the state that corrected the racial gerrymandering in Scott's district by redrawing the district and a few that surrounded it. So the primary impact of these new maps will be felt in the state's 4th congressional district, which is currently held by a Republican. But the court actually ruled that they didn't have a right to bring that case up to the Supreme Court because the person who was harmed is still in the district. So since Scott is still there, he's the only one that probably could have sued. But they redrew the districts back. So we'll see how this goes. I think the makeup of Congress is going to be vastly different than that jerry-rigged version from 2012, which is good news for everybody. Now, Hillary Clinton broke email rules according to the State Department. Now, if you don't know, she used to head the State Department. Now, 8 days before Hillary Clinton took office as Secretary of State in January 2009, an aide to former President Bill Clinton quietly registered a new internet address for the couple. That trivial but delivered online purchase is the earliest known hint of the private email system that now plagues Hillary Clinton's nomination or her presidential campaign. Now, buried in a footnote in the government watchdog's report that was released Wednesday, the reference to the registration of the ClintonMail.com was the early step towards building what will become a private homebrew email system, is what they call it, that has attracted the FBI investigation and raised questions about Clinton's judgment while serving as the nation's top diplomat. Now, this investigation was done by the Inspector General's office, so it just came back. It's actually hilarious to me that the State Department, who initially said she wasn't breaking any rules, are now saying that she broke rules because she ran the State Department and they wouldn't tell her. And some of the aides did say that they told her, or they were telling staff, that she shouldn't do it, and she did it anyway. And so this is going to go on, but this is not the FBI investigation. Their investigation is separate, and they will rule they will have to depose her at some point. So we'll see how this is going to go and how this is going to affect the presidential season. But apparently Bernie Sanders and maybe a third-party candidate, Joe Biden, will step up to the plate and come in by the July deadline and get on all 50 states. We'll see how this goes. Now, Baylor fires their head football coach and demotes President Ken Starr. Now, if you don't know, Ken Starr was the prosecutor in the for President Bill Clinton's investigation for Monica Lewinsky. So he was the special prosecutor with Ken Starr. He just got in trouble this week after a report revealed how sexual assault victims were bullied at the school. Now, this is a guy who did the Monica Lewinsky thing. Now, just interesting to me, Baylor University's Board of Regents has announced that they will fire their coach, Art Briles, and reassign President Kenneth Starr. He's getting reassigned, not fired. But anyway, still looking out for that guy. But he's the guy who pretty much prosecuted Clinton. All right. Now, Indonesia's president, the president of Indonesia, on Wednesday signed an executive order to declare that child sexual abuse is punishable by chemical castration and death. So chemical castration is a method of using drugs to reduce sexual desire and sexual activity. The new executive order, or government regulations in lieu of law, or I guess it's called Perpu, as it's known as in Indonesia, is effective immediately and can also force convicted pedophiles who have served prison terms to wear ankle monitors so security officials can track their whereabouts. So if you're in Indonesia and you're caught, chemical castration is on the table. I'm not going to make any comments about what they should do in this country, but hey, it is on the table. Now, the water in the largest U.S. reservoir has sunk to record lows due to severe droughts in the American Southwest. So Lake Mead in Nevada has dropped 10 feet in 3 months with an average depth of 1,084 feet in February. Last week's reservoir measured 1,074 feet deep, or only 37% of capacity. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. Now, the man-made lake was formed during the Great Depression by blocking the Colorado River with the Hoover Dam. It has endured, despite the drought, that has dried up the mountain snowpacks and fed the river, but they're going to cut back and start conserving. And the only folks that are going to be able to get water if they conserve is California. So Nevada, I think, is going to be cut off. Kind of weird. But Nevada and Arizona, they're going to get cut off with Lake Mead if it gets any lower. So we'll keep an eye on that story and see how that works for you. Now, there's what's called the Keurig for weed. I don't know if you're familiar with the coffee machines, the Keurigs, but what's called the Canana Cloud is a vaporized, that released cannabis pods. The users choose their strand of weed or pot in a pod in this device. They push a button and in 1 minute enjoy a vape. So it's a vapor pod. Now it's Canan Corp, who's a Boston-based startup. It's the brainchild of weed enthusiast and former vice president of Keurig. Now the device is set up to go on sale sometime next the price tag is going to be between $149 and $179. So that is actually on the market. Now, Minnesota's Governor Mark Dayton proclaimed May 23rd, 2016, as Beyonce Day because of the singer's influence on many young girls and women with powerful and positive messages in her song. So I want to give that a once over to say it is now Beyonce Day, May 23rd, in Minnesota. Positive images. So, hey. So for all the bad news, I didn't see too many people reporting on that, but I guess we should press New York State to get that Beyonce Day. Now, dating app Tinder, I guess owned by Texas-based Match.com, is suing a UK-based group called Thrinder, that's 3NDR, for people looking for threesomes over a similarity between the company's names. So they're in court, just to say that. Shark attacks in Florida leave a girl 11 and a woman 57 hospitalized following two separate attacks during the East Coast this week. So, again, this is shark season. The only reason I'm doing this story is because I know I'm going to have a lot more stories about this upcoming. So just remember, if you're swimming in the Gulf or in the Atlantic or something, or in the Pacific, wherever you are, it is a shark season. Now, just over one-third of Americans are willing to participate in clinical trials, and more than half of the doctors do not consider recommending clinical trials until later in treatment, is what a recent survey is saying. So I don't know what to make of that story, but apparently they're saying that they're not getting enough people in clinical trials. I kind of think they need to stop testing stuff out on people, but that's just me. I'm not volunteering, so just thought I'd share. All right, I want to remind you, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. This is where, if you're in the chat, bless you, but send us an email if you want to get some information to us. That's Espri Radio at soulofsyracuse.com or news@soulofsyracuse.com for more information. Or if you want to just make a comment or add a new story to the show. All right. Now, the number of people in the U.S. who smoke cigarettes has declined at the faster rate than last year. And they said it's kind of lower than it ever been in the last two decades. That's according to new research. Now, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported that just over 15% of adults in the U.S. smoked cigarettes in 2015, a 2% drop from the year before, and the largest one-year decline since 1993. Interesting enough. There we have it. Now, last year, Air Zimbabwe and Ethiopian Air made major strides towards the inclusion of women in aviation with the launch of their first, all-women cruise in Zimbabwe Air and Ethiopian Air. Now, women continue to be at the forefront of African-based air travel with the establishment of South Africans Fly Blue Crane is the new airline. It's the first airline to be founded by a black woman. It's called Fly Blue Crane, which has been operating domestically within South Africa since its inception last September and will be conducting its very first international flight when it launches its service to Cape Town, from Cape Town on May 13th, which had already happened. So I just want to say now there are international airlines. This is South African Airlines Fly Blue Crane is the name of it. So, hey, if you get a chance to look up that story, it is a great story. But it's the first black woman-owned airlines in the world. Now, Airbnb is sued for racial discrimination after a black man is denied under his profile but is accepted under two fake white profiles he made just to rent some space. Now, Gregory Shelton, 25, from Virginia, is suing Airbnb after he claims that he was racially discriminated against by a popular house-sharing website. Now, I want to say this. I know that's what we have to say in the news, that he is claiming something, but apparently he filed under somebody else's name and they rented it to him. So I don't think the claim is that vague. He filed, signed up under a white profile, and he got a room and when he or was able to rent something. And when he did under a black one, he didn't. So I don't think his I think his claims are going to be pretty clear on this one. That's just my opinion. All right. Now, the teenage trio from Georgia, Ima, Isha, and Caleb Christian, launched their 5-0 police rating app using a $22,000 first place award from the 2015 Hill Innovation Justice Challenge in Hague from the The Hague, Netherlands is where it comes from. Now, the 5-0 Next Gen app helps to build and strengthen the bond between citizens and police officers by offering citizens the opportunity to commend officers or to file reports on positive or negative police interactions. Now, this new version of the 5-0 will allow police departments to notify citizens of police community events by submitting an early or entry into the app, which will then notify all users in that police department's area. Additionally, users will be able to push a button and will be able to notify families of their GPS location if they're pulled over by the police. Now, citizens will also continue to be able to rate and review police interactions and maintain a history of all of their interaction details within the system. Now, 5-0 is available on Android, iOS versions, and can also be accessed at the app stores or online at www.5veo.us. Great innovation from some young people. So go check it out. It's the 5-0 app. Now, the death of a young black woman proved to be the breaking point in a series of shootings and racial-tinged scandals that led to the resignation of San Francisco police chief of a San Francisco police chief. Now, a new acting chief is now tasked with mending the department's strained relations with the black community. Deputy Chief Tony Chaplin, who is a 26-year department veteran who was black, was appointed by the mayor after Greg Scherr stepped down hours after a woman was shot. Now, Chaplin, I guess is what they're saying, has the confidence of at least one key supporter. Tony Chaplin has the charisma, chemistry, and courage to lead the department, said one of the, clergy in the area. So we'll see how this goes. But, hey, they have a new police chief because of another shooting in San Francisco. Now, First Lady Michelle Obama scored a major victory in her nutrition label crusade and in a major overhaul that's been years in the making. Now, labels on packaged food will now feature calorie lists in a bigger, bolder type. It's a new line for added sugars and serving sizes that are more accurate and uniformed among similar products. Now, the changes were proposed by the Food and Drug Administration 2 years ago and are the first major updates of the labels since the creation in 1994, which are now found on more than 800,000 foods. So it's been a while and a long time coming, but I remember when it first started and the criticism was crazy for the first that the first lady would actually make them do that. But now it's going into effect. The rules are written, and you'll now see bigger labels on your food purchases. All right, now the New York Times, I guess it's the CBS New York Times poll, showed that Donald Trump was closing in on Hillary Clinton, who previously had a 10-point edge on him. Now he trails her by 41% to 47%. Now, the latest national survey to reinforce the selling point of Bernie Sanders is they're also using it for their candidate, because in the same poll, he would do far better against Donald Trump than the U.S. senator would, and he would win in a general election if the election was held today by 13 points. Now, here's the numbers. 51% to 38% women would back Sanders in a general election, 56% to Trump's 32%. Now, again, this is between Hillary and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders win women 51% to 38%, and then he beats Trump 56% to 32%. Now, the CBS poll found that 46% of registered voters did not like the options of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, with a majority of 52% said that they want an additional choices. Now, independents were also dissatisfied with the probable November matchup between the Clintons and between Clinton and Trump. 60% said that they wish they can vote for somebody else. So, hence, here we go. There needs to be a new candidate. Just wanted to make sure we did those numbers to let you understand. Those numbers were solid from day one, and it's probably because Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's negatives are so high that everybody else wants a new candidate. So the independents are going to be the big swing in this. And if there's a third candidate who captures that 60%, they're going to be either one of them. Okay, I'm going to say it again, vice president. All right, now the world's longest railway tunnel is to open after 17 years of construction. Now, trains in Switzerland will travel 155 miles through 35 miles of mountains thanks to an $11.8 billion project. Now, it's called the Gotthard Base Tunnel, or the GBT. It measures 35.4 miles in length and is 7,545 feet below the Swiss Alps. Now, I'm a little claustrophobic. I don't know how claustrophobic I am, but I'm sure that that will make me rethink being underground. But at 155 miles an hour, I'm going to have to do some quick math. You won't be in there that long. It's 35 miles, 155 miles an hour. You're not going to be in there very long. So I just want to say, what, about 15, 20 minutes? But if you get stuck in there, I can see the screaming beginning. But just wanted to share that. All right, now you're listening to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. If you want to call in and join us or hit one on your line, hey, everybody who's out there, and just hit one. I will bring you in. You know, our number here is area code 323-693-3038. If you're listening in the archives, you can always check back with us, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in. Join us on the program. Now, a racism issue has engulfed the 37,000 a year Los Angeles private school after Barry Bonds, former Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, slammed white students who appeared in a racist video. Now, The former slugger was disappointed after footage emerged of youngsters at Brentwood School in Los Angeles, where his daughter is a junior. They're using the N-word while rapping and and I guess it's to a famous song is what they're saying. I don't know what the song is, so I don't know if it's famous. But Bonds, who is now the hitting coach for the Miami Marlins, saw the video and was upset. He tweeted that, "I am sad that I had to see this at my daughter's school. Pound racism, pound fix it, pound suspension." Now, a message posted on the school's website added that the Brentwood School is dealing with the impact of the video showing several students at a non-school party singing lyrics that were offensive and inconsistent with our core values. We are investigating this insensitive behavior and will address the situation directly and will respond seriously. Now, that was their standard response. But Barry Bonds' ex-wife wrote, "Is this what $40,000 worth of private education gets you? I'm extremely embarrassed that my daughter is currently a junior at this school and has been there since kindergarten. I can't even speak. I blame the parents of those children." So Barry Bonds' ex-wife is not playing. We're going to see how this pans out, but the school has said that they're going to respond, but no word to what that meant that they were going to respond to what happened. I would say allegations, but there is a video, so if you want to go see it, it is Brentwood School in Los Angeles. I'm sure if you internet search that, you'll get it. Now, a drunk man, 21, has his arm mauled off by a bear after breaking into a North Dakota zoo and taunting the animal through the fence. He sticks his arm through the fence. Now, David Shepard, 21, of North Dakota, he illegally entered Roosevelt Park Zoo on Saturday night, taunted the bear, and he was with 23-year-old Cody Nelson Cage, and the bear mauled him. I think he's still living, but the bear had the best of him. That's a note, people. No matter how drunk you are, don't go into a tiger's cage or a bear cage. That is all. That's my public service announcement for today. Now, a woman who's 57, she was bitten by a shark in Florida after ignoring the lifeguard's warnings against swimming through their hunting ground. Now, Mary Marcus was 57, was bitten in the thigh by a shark in Florida, and she was warned. There's an area called, they call it Shark Alley, where they hunt for bait fish. So I guess people actually know that that's the area not to go in, and she did anyway and got bit. So there's no feeling sorry in this particular broadcast, but there you have it. Now, another crazy animal news. You know, a camel bit off the head of its owner after he left it tied up in the heat all day. Now, the owner had gone to untie the camel, which had been left outside in India, when it began to attack the man. It picked him up by the neck and severed his head. So, again, don't leave your camel outside. It might not end very well for you. Just wanted to kind of share that as a public service announcement. And, a Michigan man is charged after paying a stripper with a fake $100 bill for a lap dance. Now, Stephen Gitcomb is charged with intentionally passing counterfeit notes. Now, he's accused of paying at the Deja Vu Club in Michigan. Now, I have no familiarity with the Deja Vu Club or any club like that by any chance, but I just want to tell you that they're checking for fake 100s in a strip club. Now, a Saudi father, this is in Saudi Arabia, he shot a doctor shortly after he delivered his wife's baby because he didn't want the man to see his spouse naked. Now, it is understood that the suspect was angry at the hospital, had allowed a male doctor named by the male doctor was treating his wife during the birth in Saudi Arabia, And apparently no female doctors was available. So after the baby gave, after she gave birth, he shot him. Just wanted to say that in crazy news. All right. Now, you know, really quickly, this week in court, you know, Ohio handgun owners with concealed carry licenses no longer need to pass a secondary background check before purchasing a gun. That's over. It's done. You don't have to do that. And a federal judge has blocked the efforts by Ohio's Republicans-controlled legislature to defund facilities that provide legal abortion. So Planned Parenthood is keeping their funding after Ohio Republicans try to block it. Not going down. Now, since wiretapping laws does not create a private cause of action against a foreign state, a federal judge has dismissed the claims that Ethiopia spied on U.S. citizens' activities while they were in their country. So you can't go back to people in other countries. If you're traveling abroad, learn their laws. Just wanted to say that for the record. Now, the Federal Communications Commission has unreasonably delayed updating broadcast rules that promote minorities and female ownership, is what the Third Circuit ruled. So they've been stalling on this for a while, but hey, the big guys, Time Warner, Comcast, Cox, all those guys have not been abiding by letting minority ownership in cable. So they're about to get slapped. So Third Circuit Court ruled that it is unreasonable. Get on them, FCC. You know, work it out. Now, a $375 million settlement will end the Rocky Flats nuclear plant, their nuclear plant weapons, I guess their 26-year legal battle with thousands of Colorado homeowners. And so they're going to have to settle for building that plant in Colorado. That was approved by a federal judge this week. And also, the Ninth Circuit ruled that two prisoners may sue the federal government for transferring them to a California prison riddled with debilitating diseases. It was the Valley Fever is what that disease was. So, hey, they can now sue. Just wanted to share that. All right, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for checking out Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to check us out in the archives, it's www.espritradio.solasyracuse.com. Hey, so check out our shows. I'm sure there's some interesting news that you need to know. All right, see you again next week. Thanks for checking in.